Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Obama's legacy could be that he gives nuclear weapons to jihadists in Iran. We need to stop that before it happens. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber, founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, in barbedwire.com, Pam Geller wrote an article, and it's entitled Obama's Legacy, Jihadis with Nukes. And she's talking about the legacy that Obama would leave if this Iran deal goes through. Former Israeli ambassador Michael Oren said in her article that the sanctions relief under this particular agreement, if it's approved, would give $700 billion, with a B, dollars to the world's leading state sponsor of terror. That $700 billion would also right away flow into the coffers of Iran. And obviously, they're already sponsoring terror in Lebanon, in Syria, and in Gaza, and around the world.
Yeah, these are the chief funders of Hezbollah and Hamas and other terrorist organizations and groups. And this all of this happening while the Ayatollah Khomeini and others are literally screaming and chanting and holding rallies saying death to America. And in the meantime, Obama is signing away everything and giving the chief terrorist nation, Islamic terrorist nation, the nuke with which they can destroy the little Satan, as they call it, Israel, and attack the great Satan, the United States of America. There was a time before we entered this age of lawlessness where up is down and down is up, and there was a time when what Obama and John Kerry are doing here and have done here would have been called what it is. It would have properly been called treason. This is a president who is aiding and abetting the enemies of the Western world, America, Israel, and elsewhere, aiding and abetting them, literally giving them the nuke. This is like Neville Chamberlain on steroids, with the difference being that Neville Chamberlain didn't give Hitler nuclear weapons. Obama is doing that to the modern-day Hitler.
Yeah, and Obama says this, quote, Hezbollah, for example, threatening to fire missiles at Israel, has no shortage of resources. We have seen that even in times of distress, Iran is able to allocate resources in what it sees as its strategic priority. Well, if they're doing that at times of stress, what are they going to do with $700 billion of brand new money flowing into their coffers? He also says that he wants to make Iran a regional player. Well, he'll not only make it a regional player, he'll make it a worldwide player when this becomes a nuclear power. This deal is bad. It is an awful deal. President Obama and John Kerry went in there, certain red lines that they had painted or said verbally, they will not allow this, they will not allow that, we have a red line of this, you've got to do that, you've got to do this. None of those were ultimately negotiated. They compromised on each one. And on each one, the Iranian leaders came out after this so-called agreement was announced, saying that they didn't compromise on anything, Iran. America compromised on every single point. They pointed it out. They went down point by point, everything that the Americans said, what they demanded, and that they didn't get. And everything that Iran wanted, they got. And this was a message to their own people. This is a regime that is chanting death to America while these so-called negotiations are taking place, saying the same thing after the so-called deal was announced. This is a terrorist organization. You don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah, imagine, and the parallel here, imagine it's 1940 or whatever, 39, and we're negotiating, the United States is negotiating with Hitler. 1941, we're at war with Germany. And imagine the president goes to Hitler and they get together and he says, you know what, I know we're at war with you, but here's $700 billion dollars for you to develop more weapons and to allocate in ways that will help you win the war and destroy America and have Nazism become a global phenomenon. That is the parallel we're seeing here. It boggles the mind to think it really is that black and white, and it makes you wonder what possibly can be motivating this president to do this. It's got to be more than political correctness. Does he really hate America that much that he would give $700 billion effectively to our enemies with which to destroy us?
Well, that's exactly what he's doing. And in addition to that, he has agreed to release a nuclear scientist back to Iran, while at the same time, not a single American gets released. Not any of the Americans that are in the Iranian prisons, not the American Christian pastor, Saeed Abedini, not the former Marine, Amir Hekmati, or the Washington Post photojournalist, nor the former FBI agent. They're all still sitting there rotting, being tortured and beaten in these Iranian prisons. Not a single person was released as part of this so-called deal. This deal would allow the Iranians, now, at the very beginning, they would have to reduce some of their nuclear stockpiles. But, number one, they would get this billions and billions, several hundred billion dollars of cash infusion right away. Sanctions would begin to be lifted. They would be able to use this for additional research. They would be able to continue the research. They're not stopping any of their research. They'll be able to be back at full nuclear capability. And the time limit of 10 years to remove all of this and give all of this power back to them, very short time, because the Iranian system doesn't change. It's not like having a new election every 4 years like we have here for president. It's been around for a long time. This regime has been in power since 1979, 1980. And one of the individuals who is part of the leadership, he's one of the individuals who made the decision when they had war between Iran and Iraq, and Iraq mined some of the Iranian property, the land, that instead of waiting a couple of months, 2 to 3 months, for the proper mine cleaning operation equipment, he said, no, I've got a better idea. Let's just take our young kids, let's march them shoulder to shoulder, and they'll be the personal mine clearers. And so they marched them across the Iran landscape as the little boys and girls got blown up as they stepped on these landmines. This is the leadership that's there.
Yeah. Well, Pamela Geller, I think she summed it up beautifully here, this deal. She says, what did the free world get but a ticking time bomb? Once this genie is out of the bottle, there will be no putting it back. The future terror that is guaranteed, actually insured by this deal, is unfathomable. For a president who only cares about optics, it couldn't look any worse until they drop the bomb, that is. Jihadis with nukes, that's Obama's legacy. And remember, he was desperate for this surrender. He usurped Congress, the American people, and our allies. His name will go down in history as one of the most notorious enemies of freedom. A jihad in the White House. This isn't ill-conceived, this is evil. The U.S. is under siege by a traitorous and malevolent executive branch, treachery and treason. Powerful words, but truer words were never written.
Now, Pam Geller hit the nail right on the head, and Pam certainly is an expert in this area. She deals with this issue of radical jihadism and Islamism all the time, and she's always under a death threat because of her public boldness in speaking out on these issues. You know, Obama says he was going to fundamentally transform America. I'm not sure if any of us thought that he would do something this stupid and this detrimental to the existence, not only of Israel, but of even the United States of America. We need to pray. We need to push back. The members of Congress need to stop this at all cost. We cannot pursue this agreement. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, that's lc.org, or go to libertycouncil.com for more information. I also encourage you to be part of our Christians in Defense of Israel. Christians in Defense of Israel is a ministry of Liberty Council, and we have a full mailing list. If you want to receive that mailing for Christians in Defense of Israel, send Liberty Council an email at liberty@lc.org with your name, address, and information. Or call us, ask how you can be a part of Christians in Defense of Israel. This is a group of individuals that are standing up because of the love and support they have for Israel. And now more than ever, we need to stand for Israel. You can also join us on one of our trips to Israel. We're going to be planning some trips in 2016. So go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information. Continue to pray for this ministry. Pray for Israel. Pray for the United States of America. Support Liberty Counsel with your prayers and your financial support. That's lc.org or libertycounsel.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.